When you're active in the labor movement, you don't wish. Right? You have to be optimistic. There was a lady. No, I really don't. I sat at an ad hoc committee as the chairman. The city, the employer, was developing an EAP program. Mm-hmm. It's still in place today. Well, I was fortunate enough that there was myself, there was a lady from HSR, I'm talking to the Amalgamated Transit Local,
yep,
and another gentleman, I forget his name. The three of us sat in an ad hoc committee along with the employer, and for 2 years we developed this EAP mm-hmm. with the guidance of people that work in EAPs, off-site resources. Marion Favish was their president, and me and Marion got along well. I thought that was a positive thing, and again, I mean, all this whole time that I'm going through this, I mean, I'm very vocal. I think I've developed some leadership skills from my family, and I'm not cocky, but I'm confident. And people, you know, I keep my terminology simple, and I used to do that all the time with bargaining. You know, we'd be across the table, and the employer would say, well, we're going to do this. And they'd have it all this mumbo-jumbo language. I says, well, what does that mean? Does that mean this? And they goes, yeah. I goes, well, then let's put it the contract like this. Yes. It's plain and straightforward, simple.
No lawyeries.
Well, what you're doing there, that collective agreement has to go to all your supervisors.
Yeah.
And they have to interpret it. Forget about the lawyers.